Welcome to Simply Us, episode 40.
The big 4-0, we're over the hill.
Yep, but I'm pretty sure we could go on for a lot longer than the halfway point of 40.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. So today, we are going to continue with our story, because we left off with episode, what did you say, 21? We told about how we met, and we didn't get into any of the place where we started dating. We actually left off a little bit before we started dating. We didn't leave off like right up to it. So we're actually going to start off today with a couple of other stories about the time period right before we started dating, and just kind of tell a quick little thing about how we actually started dating.
Like
how the question was brought up, and we're going to probably keep it to that, and then we will make a third part at some point. I don't know if it'll be for the next episode or some other time.
This episode was requested by Joy, who actually we mentioned in the episode 21 that there was a club that was started. The person that started that club is the one that requested this. So she listened to the episode and she's like, I want to hear the next part.
Yep. Now, so obviously enough, then she went to school with us.
Yeah.
So she kind of knows some of this. Just in the sense of, like, knows, like, that we met and that we started dating. But I don't think she knows, like, all of the details, which are kind of funny at times.
Uh-huh.
Like, how exactly it is that I asked you out. Because it's kind of silly and, like, a lame kind of way. In a way that, like, most men would say I should be put to shame for. But, oh well.
I don't know if I know what you're saying. All right, maybe we'll find out. Because I'm so confused right now. Well, I guess I'll find out, too, what you said, because I'm drawing a blank.
So there were a couple things that you said you wanted to bring up first. As in, like, there were specific things that you mentioned you want to talk about as kind of important
events. Maybe,
yeah, important events. Not necessarily turning points, but just, like, I think landmarks.
Yeah, yeah.
Landmarks in, like our story. Because they were just things that had bigger impact. And I guess just things that we remember that stand out about
what we went through. I'd say only 4 months after we met. I'm thinking 4 or 5 months after we met. We were going to this youth group and they decided to have what was called a burger bash. And I think it was around Memorial Day weekend. And that's why I'm saying it's
I'm pretty sure it usually is around Memorial that they did.
Yeah. So what they did was they would bring us to this lake, or was it a reservoir?
No, it was a lake.
It was a lake. And we were going to have burgers and some games or whatever, and just hangout time.
It was basically a picnic at a lake for a youth group.
And a lot of people came to it. So my dad drove me there, and I didn't even know how I was going to get home. So just to start it off like that, like I really had no idea how I was going to get home. But I said to my dad, well, I guess when I get back to the church, I'll call you or something. I don't know what's happening. And he's like, okay. And then he went off. And you drove there.
I did. Yes. Not to the church where the youth group met up, but all the way to the actual lake.
Yeah.
I drove up there with, I think, my sister.
I don't remember.
She wasn't there. That's
with
right.
With our friend.
Yes, that's right. That's
with
right.
our friend.
Yeah. So...
the one that pretty much introduced us.
Yep.
When I got to the event, I got there late, and usually I like to be at places early. So I was just kind of looking around, and right away I saw you, and I went up to you, and you were like, hey, let's play Ultimate Frisbee. And I think we were already doing that in gym class, so it was just, we were already used to being in that type of mode. And it was a brief time that we did Ultimate Frisbee. But anyway, so we both knew how to pass the Frisbee, and we were like, okay, sounds good. And I'm pretty sure we were on a team going against other people. And you took off your shirt. I never saw you without your shirt on. So I was kind of like, oh my goodness. This is the like first time I lusted right here.
I believe that.
Yeah. So I was just like, I didn't know how to handle that. And I tried to ignore it. And so I just kept playing and we were getting all sweaty or whatever. We had a lot of fun. Then I decided I want to cool off in the lake. So I was wearing a tankini I was pretty covered. It wasn't a pretty bathing suit at all. It had flowers on it. It looked very little girl-like. Mm. So I was starting to go into the water, and I must have done something beforehand, because when I went over to the water, you were already in there with other people. And I started to walk towards the water, and you're standing up looking at me with your, like, mouth gaped open. And I was like...
I don't even remember being in the water, but okay.
You were. Because I remember walking in and seeing your face and the other kid that had flirted with me way back at the Super Bowl party mentioned in episode 21. The two of you at the same time with your mouths open, just going like, oh. And I'm like, what? Because no one had ever looked at me like that, because I was always the scrawny girl that was underdeveloped, that no one cared about or anything. And here are these two guys with their mouths open, drooling.
Yeah, well, what can we say? We liked what we saw. I don't know. So, yeah, like I said, I don't even remember being in the lake, but I guess I was.
Do you not remember seeing me then?
Not that particular point, no. But I do think we played more Frisbee later, because I kind of remember, like, playing Frisbee with you, like, in the tankini. Like, not with, like, shorts on or whatever.
Okay, that's possible.
So, it wouldn't surprise me if we did that. But at some point, later on in the day, I guess, I ended up being basically the head chef, like, with making the burgers. And I know one or two other people that were there were doing it too, but I think I was really the guy manning the burgers. Like, I was the one in charge of cooking them and flipping them.
Yeah.
And I just remember that when I made one and put it on the side and then you had it, you were, like, blown away that it was, like the best burger on a grill you had, like, ever had or something.
You were so good at making it. See, now we don't eat meat anymore, like, at all, but, like... Mm-hmm. When I had that burger at the time, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so juicy. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impressed, definitely. Oh. But okay. During the time of you making burgers, I was trying to figure out how to get more of your attention.
Uh-huh.
And so you had this one friend that was there, and I was with another friend talking who had a crush on you and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And including this guy. But she had more of a crush on this guy than
on
you. So at that point, I was like trying to get his attention and maybe try to kiss him. And I don't understand why I was so into that, like wanting. I had not kissed in years at that point, and mm-hmm. I was really nervous. And I just really wanted to make you jealous.
Yeah, which is really retarded when you think about it, but...
But I didn't do it.
No.
Because you were mad. Because
I warned you. Yeah, I said
you
did. No.
You pulled me aside and you were like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And you were mad. And you're like, don't do that. You don't want to get involved with this person. So please just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. Like, he was so concerned that I heeded his advice.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I guess that won't make him jealous. It'll make him mad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a quick warning.
Okay.
This is like a warning episode.
Okay.
We were dumb teenagers who didn't know better and were just learning things.
That's true.
So you're going to hear some really weird things with this part and the next part.
Yeah, definitely don't let your teenage kids listen to this.
Yeah,
this one's not going to be the one for them to listen to. Now, I don't remember too much detail, but I do remember that whole thing with me cooking and you liking the burger and the whole thing with you wanting to kiss this other guy and me like, no, that's really, really dumb.
Well, plus you knew I liked you too.
Yeah. Well, I knew right away what you were trying to do, but mm-hmm. it was just like, you know, and I think the only reason I acted the way I did was because of the person that you said you were going to try to do that with, because I knew him and I knew that that would not have been a very good idea. So... But at some point, it started to get all overcast. Like, it was a nice day.
It was beautiful.
But towards the end of the whole Burger Bash picnic thing,
mm-hmm.
it started to get gray out and everything. It was starting to get quite overcast. And we're like, well, it looks like it's going to rain. So we actually had to kind of, like, wrap up early.
Yeah.
To leave.
We had a downpour, and we were waiting for it to go away. And we put on some ska music, and we started to dance in the rain.
Oh, okay.
And we all got drenched dancing in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But the rain wasn't going away. So people were like, well,
oh, well. Yeah, time
you
to go,
guys are
going to
have to call your parents. And cell phones were not a thing, really. Nope. They were just starting.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of like, well.
Yeah, we didn't all have
phones. I didn't
know what
to do.
Like a lot of people, like we had to borrow each other's phones. Basically, the only people that really had them were the leaders.
Yeah.
So we had to like borrow all the leaders' phones and try to call our parents and stuff.
And
I had the car.
Right. I know I called my parents and I told them that I would get a ride to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said that you would drive me.
Yeah.
But you also said you were going to drive a bunch of people.
Yeah, we had, I think, like 4 or 5 people in the car.
It was packed.
Now, mind you, this was only a little 88 Civic hatchback.
It was
so
small.
So it is only a 2-door. And so, really, you can only fit 4 or 5 people in it comfortably. So, like, the car was definitely filled to its max. But one other point that I remember that I always remember about this is in the car, it was pouring.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the wipers were at full speed and it was still really difficult
to
see.
It was foggy.
Yeah, and it was foggy because of the fact that we had 5 of us in the car and we couldn't have the windows open, you know, and then we were all soaked.
Yeah.
So that was another thing
is that
it
was hot in there.
I had to drive without my shirt on because my shirt had gotten soaked because it was sitting out in the rain. And so,
but also your glasses were fogging.
Yeah, so
up
my glasses
too.
Were fogging while I was driving, so that was making it even worse. But
I sat behind you.
Yes. But so then that's when you started playing around and you were like scratching my back because you noticed how I'm prone to like getting marked very easily. Like I have very sensitive skin. So just like really lightly, like running your fingers down my back or whatever with your nails.
And I had just got my nails done for the first time ever. My mom took me to the salon the day before or something. It was like a prom weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a special. My mom was getting her manicure, which she never really did. And she's mm-hmm. like, I'll take you. I was like, okay. So it was my first time. So I had these fake nails. Granted, like, I'm not the type to get fake nails. I've only ever done it twice. But
yeah,
I started to scratch at your back and the back of your neck and played with your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you were thinking, but you never said no or stop.
Right. The only thing is I said you have to be careful with those fingers or something like that. I said somebody, you have to be careful with those nails or be careful with those fingers.
You said that later on. You wrote that in my yearbook.
Yeah, but I think I said it. I wrote it in the yearbook as a reference to when I had said it that day in the car. But, you know, mind you, I didn't even think about how the other people in the car, like, felt like observing this.
I don't think they noticed, honestly. They were talking to everyone else in the car, and it was just you were focusing. And here I am, not helping you focus.
Yeah.
And now, here's the thing. You had a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, I did.
So, why did you let me do that?
Because, like, I, you know, as we said in the last episode, you know, I asked you out first.
Yeah.
So, you were really where my interest was, or the bigger part of my interest was more into you than the other person.
Mm-hmm. You had told me at some point after that, that you had always thought that event, you started to think about asking me out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we said at the beginning of the episode that we're going to talk about these couple of events because they were kind of big change events
mm-hmm.
as far as like one of our, like either both or one of our mindsets about us as a couple.
And this definitely was the most flirtatious we had ever been with each other
mm-hmm.
At that point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because I don't think we had ever even really, like, flirted at all.
No, but
like this. But then this was, like,
to touch you and you not say no.
But anyway, so that's pretty much that part. The other one that you said you wanted to bring up was the town festival, the town day.
Yeah. Whatever. My hometown, for the longest time, they've had days set apart where, you know, street vendors, and they have bouncy houses and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And they were one of the... I didn't know any other town that did it at that point. That was the only town that had its day.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see them all over the place.
Yep.
But back in 2000, September... Well, here's another thing. This was the new school year. So
mm-hmm.
even between that, in the summertime, we didn't see each other.
Right.
But I went to summer camp, and you had said you missed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I took your picture
right,
with
well,
me.
Right, well, because we would talk online a lot and stuff.
Right. I took your picture with me and I showed all the girls saying, like, this is the guy I like and I'm going to go out with him. I'm going to marry him one day. And they were like, oh, but you guys aren't even together yet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's okay. It's going to happen. I know it. And they're like, oh, that's so great. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
then that August, right before we started the school year, we talked one time all night. I was at a friend's house and I talked to you on AIM all night. And you really were very helpful. And I think we had our deepest discussion with each other at that point.
If you say so. I don't remember a lot of the details about this time period anymore.
That's when you told me to listen to Reliant K, Softer to Me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take your word for it, because like I said,
this time period is a little hazy for him, because he was like, in between girls almost, you know?
Well, but it's not even that. It's just that, I don't know, my memory isn't working like it used to. So, this is like forever ago to me now. I spend so much time thinking about things at work all the time that I think all of my old memories are starting to like disappear all the newer ones take place.
But the really important ones you still remember.
Well, yeah, that's why like I remember these things, like the stuff at the Burger Bash. I remember the stuff at the town day, like we were starting to talk about.
Yeah.
But so the point is about this town day, this particular one, my band was playing.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about that.
Yes.
That time. So I just remember that, you know, my band was one of the ones, as far as like the ones in high school, like we were one of the, I'll say the more popular ones.
Yeah.
Like we weren't necessarily like a popular band in the school.
There were a bunch of people that had bands in the school.
Yeah. But I think like ours, I think people had the most fun with.
Yeah.
Like when we would play. Like people just enjoyed themselves
and
more.
I had never heard your music at this point.
Mm-hmm. So I just remember playing, and that you and I think our the same friend that we were talking about that pretty much introduced us and like,
oh yeah,
like went to the Burger Bash. I think she was there too.
Yeah, I think she was.
And I remember another girl.
No, actually, she wasn't out there.
Oh, okay.
No, one of my best friends in high school was there, but she was not.
Oh, okay. So, but I also remember that another girl that had a crush on me,
mm-hmm.
that I kind of had like a little bit of a crush on at the time.
At the same time you had a crush on her?
Yeah, but like like a little bit of one. It wasn't, listen, I'm not like some people. I wasn't like some people, like where they were all about multiple people. It was just like a little bit of a thing.
I was a one person at a time type of girl.
So, but the point about this that I know you always bring up is that at the time, I was still dating the other girl, and I got a sticker that I put on my bass either right before or right after the set.
It was right after you played.
And it said, "You can't have me," mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah, it did say that.
And I remember that when I put it on, you came over and asked me a question
about it.
That's
right, you were just putting it on. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I was literally putting it on while you came over to ask, but you said something about like, "Oh, I can't," and I said, "No." And, like, I remember you were all upset about that.
I was like, oh, okay. I was sad about that. But when you were playing, too, you had a song for your ex and, well, at the time, not your ex. And mm-hmm. I was like, so I listened to the lyrics and I was like, oh, my goodness. This makes no sense to me. And I was saying to the other girl that also had a crush on you, I was like, he complains to me all the time about this girl, yet he says he loves her in this song. This is ridiculous. They don't have a real love. And I was like, we talk like constantly and I'm always giving him advice for this girl. So this is just dumb that he's like singing a lie. And mm-hmm. and I was thinking about how like we flirted constantly. I was like, no, this doesn't even make sense. He does not. No, I was just mad. And also I was mad that day too, because it was the first time I saw your parents
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know your dad was in a wheelchair, and I was mad that you never told me, because I thought that would just be a natural thing that you would tell me up
or
at that point.
Or it's just something that I didn't think about because
so
my dad was,
like,
was in a wheelchair for so long.
I know, but I was like, I'm so close to him, but he didn't even bring this up to me. So it was just all these things. That was like a depressing day. So after the band sticker, I stuck around a little bit. It started drizzling. It was cold. And that girl that also had a crush on you, she was also cold.
Mm-hmm.
And We both were like...
I'm laughing because like I just I'm trying to picture like from your perspective like how like ridiculous this day was.
So I was shivering. She was shivering. And what did you do?
I gave her my varsity jacket.
You gave her the jacket, not me. Why did you do that?
I don't know.
So I got mad and I said to my one best friend at the time, I was like, I'm going to go get sushi. Come with me. So I let out my problems on sushi.
Yeah.
And then I walked home.
Mm-hmm. Which wasn't too big a deal. It's not like you live that far away.
But no, that didn't
just the fact that you like left right after all that.
So I don't even know what happened after that because I left early because I was just angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you went online later, I remember saying to you, like, why did you treat me like that? Why were you so mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, because I'm a jerk.
Which is, by the way, this is not the first time I've ever said this to her or to any other girl.
So he told me he was a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're not a jerk, but you acted like one today.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I was dealing with at the point. I don't know why that happened.
You big flirt, you.
I don't know. But anyway, there was, well, one other thing that you said you wanted to bring up about before we started dating, or was that it as far as the before? Now we're going to...
We're going to skip ahead just... So this day thing, by the way, was like a week before we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, is that you had already told me at this point that you were thinking about breaking up with your girlfriend, which right. is why I was even more angry that mm-hmm. day. So you had already told me that you were thinking about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So jump like a week, August 5th.
October 5th.
October 5th. I'm sorry.
Somehow I remember the date. I remember the date because you always bring it up. But I remember it anyway. I don't remember what exactly I said or exactly what led up to it.
Well...
But the thing that brings me shame, or should bring me shame, as far as being a man is concerned, when I finally asked you out, I did it over the internet. I did it on AIM.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. It was really late at night, like 11 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking to your girlfriend at the time. When you were talking to her, you were forwarding everything that you were saying to each other to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you were being really mean to her. She was trying to make some sort of fantasy type of idea of your future. We need to talk about your relationship, actually, so people can understand why it was ridiculous.
Okay.
And why it was just like... a relationship that shouldn't have existed.
Okay.
So let's backtrack there.
So this girl Tell was me. Very sheltered. Very sheltered.
Which I was too.
Not as much as this girl was.
Okay, that's interesting.
This girl was very sheltered. Like, she wasn't allowed to use the phone. Like, she was barely allowed to be on the computer to use, like, instant messaging. She was only supposed to be on the computer to do schoolwork. And... like, she wasn't allowed to, like, go out anywhere, like, with guys. Like, she wasn't even allowed to have a boyfriend. Like, I wasn't even supposed to be...
That's right. You told me she wasn't allowed to date until she was older.
Exactly.
Yet, why were you together then?
Because she wanted to, and she was just trying to abide by her dad's rule.
So she was disobedient by having a boyfriend when she wasn't allowed to date. I was allowed to date, but I didn't want to date.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. See, it's all your fault. You're the one that said you don't date.
Yeah.
So it's your fault.
It's my fault.
But so we would only, this girl and I, my quote unquote girlfriend, we only saw each other like once a week. And it was like from across the room at youth group.
He went to like three youth groups or two at the time? I went to three.
I think it was two at that point.
Okay.
So actually, no, it was three. That's right.
Yeah.
But so.
And we only went to one together.
Yeah. And so it was at youth group, was the only time we could see each other every week. But the other catch to it was that her mom helped at the youth group. So, you know, it was like a frustrating situation for me at the time because I was like, I'm supposed to be her boyfriend. I can't even give her a goodbye hug. But yet she had like other guy friends that like she would hug, you know, and it was just like, okay. And like, I guess like her mom like kind of knew that we were quote unquote going out like like when we weren't supposed to, but I don't think she cared as much as her dad did. Like her dad was the one that was like really cared. But yeah, it was kind of like dumb. It was really dumb that, I mean, I don't know. I wanted to try to make it work because that's, I thought that that was something I wanted, but.
And you would pass notes to each other at youth group, and that was your relationship basically.
Pretty much.
So you would tell me all these things about her, and I'd be like, do you ever actually talk to her? And you're like, well, you know, we talk through our notes. And I was like, you talk more to me than your own girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's not good.
Yep.
And so then I kept telling you how I wanted you to be happy. Mm-hmm. And if it made you happy to have a girlfriend that you thought you were all in love with, then I said, I'm willing to sacrifice my care for you to make you happy. Mm-hmm. And you were like, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, but through all that process was how we became friends.
Right.
Because of the fact that you said no, and then we still spent time getting to know each other.
But it was funny because we talked all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the point, though, is that we were talking and becoming friends. So, but that's why it was kind of, when I finally decided, though, to actually ask you out, like, it happened online because that's just kind of the format that we were always using to communicate. And so since we were there, it just made sense to me at the time to do that. Now, granted, we won't get into it yet, but this was, I'll call it the first time that I asked you out.
Yes.
Because we had at least one other major time that I asked you out, which was when, you know, I discussed with you that this was the time that I was serious.
Yeah.
That's why I always say that, no, our real anniversary, dating anniversary, is in January.
But I always say
but you
no,
always go by October.
Because this October is when we started to date. And it was my first time ever having someone to date. So to me, I was like, this is when we started dating. Like our relationship started on this day.
Yeah.
So you can't say that our anniversary is 3 months later when we started on this day.
Yeah. Well, but like I said,
so we celebrate both.
I say it that that's the time that I really made the decision to be serious about it, because even though we were dating, I was still being a jerk.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. But we'll get into some more of the detail of that on the next part of this.
Right. So anyway, with you getting back to the actual night that you were asking me out, you sent me right away your, I'm breaking up with you, with your ex. And you're like, I don't want to be with you anymore. I'm breaking up with you. And she was really upset and sad. And you kept telling her mean things or whatever. And I was like, whoa, you need to be a little nicer to her because this is hard on her.
I don't remember any of what I said or the way I acted.
Right after you broke up with her, you said to me, so you want to go out with me? And I'm just sitting there and you were like, I like you. And you put like dot, 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 like, dot, 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 like you. So you want to be my girlfriend? And here I am sitting a little bit. I didn't answer right away. And I go, oh my goodness. He's asking me out again. And it's another rebound thing. It's like immediate rebound.
But this one was different because this was me breaking the relationship, not like the previous one. The previous one was her breaking up with me.
Right, right.
So it's a different kind of rebound.
So my first thought was, if he's breaking up with her and going for me, and if I say no because I don't want to be a rebound, then I'm going to go through this whole waiting game again. He's going to ask someone else out if I don't say yes. I can't have that again. I can't wait anymore. It's already been 9 months since we first had that whole discussion. And that was, it was just really getting to be too hard. I was writing all these poems at the time and showing them to you. And they were all like very aggressive, like, how could you rip my heart out type of poems?
Yes. All very Chris Conley.
Yes. And you... You liked them all, and you were like, oh, I like this poem. And I was like, It's about you.
Oh, I like this poem. What's it about?
It's about you.
Oh.
It's about you stepping in my heart.
Yeah.
Teenagers. So what did I say?
Well, you obviously said yes somehow. I don't remember what exactly the conversation was, but you agreed.
I did.
And then I just remember, and that was even a Sunday evening, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think it was even...
We had youth group that night.
Yeah.
And then I guess, I don't even remember what that night was like, but something must have happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It must have been something at youth group that I finally was like, you know what, I'm done messing around, like, trying to make this other thing work. And I decided just to focus. Because, like you said, for whatever reason, I decided to make this happen that night. And, but the interesting part was the fact that, again, this was a Sunday night. And I just asked you out. So the next day was a Monday at school. And it was, like, weird.
Now I'm trying to think. Maybe it wasn't a Sunday.
I'm pretty sure it was, though.
But we had a tailgate party the next day. Wasn't that a Thursday or something?
I don't think that was the next day. It was later in the week.
No, it was the next day. Let's look up in the calendar. Look up in the calendar. Just so it's easier for us to know.
It was a Thursday. Okay.
That's what I thought.
October 5th was a Thursday.
Yep.
All right.
So October 5, you asked me out, and the next morning was October 6th, which is also one of my best friend at the time's birthday. And she was upset because I told her I couldn't spend her birthday with her because I was going to spend it with you.
Yeah, because we just started dating last night.
And because you said, hey, we have tailgate tomorrow. I want to spend it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And then I, you know, so my friend was really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I know you've liked him for so long, but it's my birthday. And, you know, I'm going to be your best friend for life. And he's probably not going to even last.
Meanwhile, you haven't talked to this girl in how long?
No, I talk to her once in a while. But we're not best friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really stay really connected anymore.
No, exactly.
We've become acquaintances.
Mm-hmm. So, but I just remember that, yeah, at tailgate, my band was going to play again,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think we watched any of the game.
Well, let's go into, when you woke up in the morning, did you think about, like, oh, I've got a new girlfriend?
Probably.
Because with me, I thought maybe it was a dream, and I thought I was going to get to school, and you were going to say, never mind, I lied, I don't really want to be with you, I'm going to go back to the other girl. I had a little bit of anxiety over it, mm-hmm. thinking that you were going to change your mind and that it wasn't real, that it was a dream.
Well, that wasn't the case.
So when I got on the school bus, there is this girl that was new in school that year, and she didn't even come in September. I think it was even October, like, maybe it was September, and I just don't remember right. But she was on my school bus, and she was this punk girl who also had a crush on you. So many people had crushes on you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this girl had a crush on you. And I said to her, guess what? And she's like, what? I said, Rob's my boyfriend. And she's like, yeah, right. She's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, I'm serious. I am his girlfriend. He asked me out last night. And she's like, I'll believe that when I see it. I'm like, I'm serious. He is my boyfriend. What am I going to do if he tries to hold my hand? I was all sweaty in my palms. I was like, oh my goodness, what if he holds my hand? And she's like laughing at me like, what? Who cares? And I was like, but I haven't held any guy's hand since I was like 14. And at this point, I was nearly 17. So I was just really like, I don't know. So I walk in and see you and you come right up to me. And I was like, oh, it's real. Why would he come up to me with a smile on his face? You were like beaming. And I was like, okay. And you were like, hi. I was like, hi. And then I didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And then that's all very hazy for me.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't remember any of that.
It's a haze.
The only other thing I remember is later in the day, going to the school. Well, so I had to bring my stuff, my equipment to the gym or whatever, to the cafeteria where we were right. going to play. And then we had to go and park the car.
So we were leaving from school.
You're saying that we left school to get the equipment?
You said to me, I want to take you to my house. I'm going to have to get my equipment. Can you help me out? And I was like, okay. So I was really nervous because I'm like, whoa, he's taking me to his house already? Mm-hmm. I had not known where you lived. I didn't even know which town you were in. Mm-hmm. And so, I did know which town you were in at that
point. By that point, I'm pretty sure you did. By that point,
I did. But I didn't know where you lived. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, oh my goodness. This is like my first time being in the passenger seat of his car. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't know what to do. And some girl from my grade went up to the window to talk to you.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes. I remember that she came over and asked, hey, how's your girlfriend? Or where's your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. No, she said, so am I going to see your girlfriend tonight at tailgate?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I don't remember exactly what she said, but I just remember making the point that, like, oh, she's right here. And then she, like, looked in and was like, oh.
She said, no way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she made a face, like, get out of here. Like, no. No. Why are you dating her?
Yeah. Well, partly because she did like my girlfriend when she had met her. Because I remember that they had met once or twice and she thought she was cool.
She met because in the end of June, on like the last day of school, going up to this, you had a show with your band and your girlfriend at the time was actually going to go there.
Yeah.
And I think it was good that I didn't go because mm-hmm. I had tickets.
Yeah.
But my best friend in school, because I had two best friends at the time. Mm-hmm. The one from school, her mom didn't want us to go because she thought that there were going to be drugs there.
Yeah.
And so she said, you can't go. And I said, my mom said I could actually go to this. My mom is very, very caring. She's very protective of me. And she said I could go to this show. Please, please let me go. And she's like, I'm sorry. I don't want my daughter going there. And I was spending the night at her house and they were going to drive me. So I was so sad that I couldn't go to that show. But that is where this girl met your mm-hmm. ex now.
Yeah.
And so she was surprised to see that you were like, this is my girlfriend now, mm-hmm. pointing at me.
Yeah.
So, but I felt good. I was like, oh, he's telling people I'm his girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just remember getting the stuff, going back to the school with the stuff, dropping it off, and
you put me to work, because I went in your basement, and I saw where you played your bass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you had all the lights and such, and you're like, this is where I play. And you had pictures of your ex in the basement. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoops, I haven't taken these down yet since, you know, we just started dating. I'm sorry, I didn't take her pictures down yet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's okay. I know. It's, you know, what do I expect? It's fresh.
It wasn't even 24 hours yet since you broke up with her.
Yeah, so I was like, all right. And then in your room, you had things that said, I love, and her name. And you're like, oh, whoops, this too, I still haven't taken down. I'm so sorry. And I was just like, I hope he's over her. Why does he still have these things? And I'm shaking right now.
It's all triggering, you know, you're triggering the memory responses. So your body is
so,
like,
I was so nervous.
You don't need to be nervous now.
I know.
I brought you to my house. You saw my bedroom.
This is 18 years ago.
So, no, I'm just saying that today I brought you back to my house and you've seen my bedroom today. Yeah. So it's not that big a deal.
I have the same bedroom as you.
Yeah. So. But,
yeah, anyway, we went back to the school to set up.
Yep. And then the only other thing that I can think of specifically from that day, well, two things, I guess. The one thing was that after we parked the car, we were walking back to the school, and we hadn't held hands yet. So you decided to be all silly and play a game, and you were going to act as if you were going to walk.
What a dumb teenager.
Like, you were going to walk into a pole, and then, like, so, like, you made me, like, basically grab your hand and, like, pull you to the side.
Such a dumb, hopeless romantic.
Yeah, yeah, but you set it up, like, as if, like,
I was going to run into the pole.
Yeah.
And you were so cute how you grabbed me, too, because you used both hands and then pulled me close to your side mm-hmm. and then held my hand with one hand.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, he did it. Mm-hmm. I should have been like, can I hold your hand? But yeah, no.
That would have made sense.
But no, I'm like, how can I make him hold my hand?
Or you could have even just grabbed my hand.
I know, but I was so nervous.
So anyway, the only other thing I really remember is that at the end of the night, when your mom came to pick you up to bring you somewhere, you introduced her to me.
Oh, you know what it was? Because I told her I was going to stay later after school, but I wasn't going to the tailgate. Mm-hmm. So she was picking me up from school to bring me back home. But when she met you, and I had already told her that morning or whatever, that you were now my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so she was all like, oh, you said to her, is it okay if I take her home? And you're like, oh no, she said, well, she is my treasure, so take good care of her. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh yeah, I'll do that, don't worry. And she was so touched and was like, oh, okay. And she got lost going back home.
Yeah, you told me that.
Because she had not been to that school since my oldest brother, who is almost 10 years older than me, had gone there. Mm-hmm. And he graduated 10 years before me. So she had not been there since then. Mm-hmm. And she was getting all lost because she wasn't familiar with that town because our towns were two different towns. I feel bad that she got lost, but I had a good night, so. Mm-hmm. But when you were driving me home, you had to pick up your sister from youth group. She had youth group on Friday nights.
Okay.
So you decided to take the scenic route to get to the youth group.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so the whole time you were holding my hand while driving stick shift. Mm-hmm. And you were...
And yes, it does work for anybody out there who's thinking, how does that work? It does.
It worked. We've done it several times since. But he would caress my thumb, and I never had someone treat me so nicely. And I was like, ah. And then when we got to the youth group, your sister was the last one there. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad because I didn't realize that it was going to be that late. And one of our friends was like a helping youth group leader. And so he was like looking at us holding hands and he's like, oh, it's about time.
Yeah. Yep.
And your sister, she was like, what took so long? And anyway, you dropped her off at home and then you drove me home.
Yep.
Taking the scenic route again.
Yep.
And that was our first day as a couple.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wanted to leave it at that for this part. And then probably next week or whatever for next episode, we'll just do a little bit more
of the worst part.
The first few months of us dating.
Oh my goodness.
And then into...
Such drama.
Like I said, you know, this was October 5th. And it wasn't until January 5th where, like I said earlier, I was really dedicated. So, we'll talk about a little bit of the shenanigans that went on in between those few months next time. And who knows? There may be another part after that. We don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll see what the people want.
Yeah, we'll see. But, like I said, for now, that's the story of us. If you have any questions, if you want to tell me about how stupid I am and I shouldn't have asked her out online, I should have just waited until the next morning.
And how dumb I was with trying to get attention that I didn't really need to try to get.
Yeah. Feel free to swing by the website, simply-us.net, and drop a comment or whatever.
And please leave a review. Five stars would be nice, and write something to us.
Just leave an honest review. I don't need five stars.
But it would be nice.
It would be nice. Get enough stars, give enough good reviews, and we could get bumped up in the listings on iTunes and stuff. So that would be cool. But
if you have anything that you want to know about minimalism and simple living, please ask those. Mm-hmm. We could use some more of that.
Yes, definitely. We have other ideas for other plans for discussions. Mm-hmm. But it's more fun, I think, to answer questions regarding minimalism and simple living because we've been doing it for a couple of years. And I think we've kind of like picked up on lots of things from just all the stuff that we've read and things like that. And we like to balance ideas off of other people with it. So, because it's fun. But for now, I'm Rob.
I'm Victoria.
And again, this was Simply Us, episode 40, and we will see you next time.
Have a nice night or day, whichever one it is. Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.